Talofa, and here's the news. An update from the Department of Port Administration, PASS, says the National Transportation Safety Board has completed its initial assessment and has officially released the Samoa Airways aircraft involved in the landing incident at Fituta Airport yesterday from its investigative hold. Port Administration continues its investigation of the incident today and tomorrow. It will also coordinate with Samoa Airways on the next steps for the removal and recovery of the aircraft. Meanwhile, the runway is open with normal flight operations, with two Samoa Airways flights operating today. A Samoa Airways engineer is now on site. The flight advisory remains in effect while recovery operations are coordinated. And as previously announced, due to the unavailability of a chartered aircraft today, Port Administration has arranged for a charter flight tomorrow, Thursday, to continue its on-site investigation. Director Barney Senna and members of the airport investigation team will be heading to Fituta to assess the incident site, coordinate recovery operations with Samoa Airways, and the safe restoration of the affected area. The aircraft and the immediate surrounding area continue to be secured while recovery plans are finalized. The director of the Department of Search and Rescue, Tumoy Alfosio, has testified that in the past, the fire division used to check on fire hydrants and check water pressure regularly. However, they are no longer able to do that under an ASPA policy that only utility personnel can conduct such checks. ASPA's Chief Operating Officer Ryan Tuatoo, however, says this was in the past. Moving forward, ASPA will work together with the Department of Search and Rescue to check the condition of water hydrants and ascertain if they have enough water pressure. He said when DSAR conducts tests of water hydrants without letting ASPA know, it affects water pressure to families. There are over 500 fire hydrants on Tutuila, and if SARS was to test hydrants at one time, there will be low water pressure to homes. He added that ASPA suffers 60% water loss, and it's ASPA's preference that ZAR is metered for the water used during fire hydrant testing. Tuatoo said going forward, SAR must inform ASPA when it wants to conduct tests, and the fire division would be responsible for maintaining the fire hydrants. He said ASPA is adding new fire hydrants in areas where new water lines are installed while removing fire hydrants in some areas. The officials were testifying at a hearing of the Senate Public Safety Committee this morning concerning the spate of fires that have occurred in the territory since January. Senator Mangalelongovi'i said regardless of a policy, a fire is an emergency and fire hydrants have to be tested to make sure they're working. If there's no water, homes will burn to the ground. Who's to blame if there's no water in a fire hydrant when there's a fire, he asked. Senator Pono Suia, a former employee of ASPA, said in the past, ASPA was only responsible for providing the water while the fire division maintained fire hydrants. If there's low water pressure, the fire division would inform ASPA. Senate President Tuaolomane Fruen said since 1990, he's never seen any test of a fire hydrant near his home in Pangopango. He agreed with Pono Suia that the fire hydrants should be checked regularly. Tuaolo asked Taulapapa William Saw, the chief engineer of the water division, if he feels all homes should be required to have a water sprinkler to help combat fires. Taulapapa's recommendation was that homes should be mandated to have a smoke detector. Taulapapa also explained that an MOU that ASPA will have with SARS provides a framework for the two agencies to work together. He agreed that fire hydrants should be checked regularly. However, he said ASPA's non-revenue water was quite substantial and the water used for the test has to be metered. Senator Ngao Teotipalaia was adamant that someone should be responsible for ensuring that fire hydrants are functioning. But he said, what I'm hearing is the buck being passed around. Senators Mangalei and Levu recommended that ASPA look into construction companies that are getting water from fire hydrants for cement production as a possible source for the high water loss. But it was explained that such companies have meters and there's a $1,000 penalty for any company that gets water from fire hydrants without a meter. The chairman of the Public Safety Committee, Senator Olo Luaulituli, has asked for a report detailing all fire hydrants on Tutuila and Manua and the last time that they were tested. Governor Pulalii Nikolaopula has reaffirmed his administration has formally requested the establishment of a permanent United States Coast Guard station in the territory. The statement responds to growing public concern over recent reports of narcotics trafficking and other transnational criminal activity across the Pacific region. According to a press release on August 7, 2025, the governor formally submitted a detailed proposal to Captain Nicholas Wirth, commanding officer of the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Honolulu, requesting the establishment of a U.S. Coast Guard station in American Samoa. The statement points out that recent large-scale cocaine seizures across the Pacific demonstrate that international criminal organizations increasingly regard the region as a trafficking corridor. In January 2026 alone, authorities reported major seizures in Fiji and French Polynesia as part of an estimated multi-billion dollar regional drug trade. American Samoa participates with other Pacific jurisdictions through the Oceania Customs Organization in efforts to address transnational organized crime. The statement said although recent reports and social media posts have understandably raised concern, the public is encouraged to rely on confirmed information from law enforcement agencies and to report suspicious activity through the appropriate authorities rather than circulating unverified claims. Governor Pula emphasized that a permanent Coast Guard presence would not replace the responsibility of territorial law enforcement agencies. Instead, it would provide capabilities that a small island jurisdiction cannot independently maintain, including long-range maritime surveillance, offshore interception, specialized intelligence coordination, and sustained patrols across an enormous ocean area. And during a June 18, 2026 meeting with U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Kevin Lunday, the commander expressed strong interest in stationing a Coast Guard cutter in American Samoa. He recognized the territory's strategic importance, acknowledged the benefits of an enhanced Coast Guard presence in the South Pacific, and supported continued discussions as the proposal advances. And that's the news.